We're going to get comments from Coach Amy Felker and a 62-32 win. Congratulations, Coach. That was another dominating performance. That was a team that played their best basketball of the year last night in a 30-point win, and you guys just slowly pulled away throughout the night there, and you had to be pretty happy with back-to-back good defensive performances.
You know, these girls are taking a lot of pride in their defense, and they put it on the line. These girls were physical. There were some elbows being thrown, and we got some black eyes and bloody lips and that kind of stuff, but we didn't back down. We could have easily backed down and said, well, I don't want to play this, and they didn't. They kept pushing hard and just did the little things right, helping defense, trying to help Megan on the inside, and it just worked. They're doing a great job.
It was a night where he knew it was going to be tough getting some points in the paint there, and I know Megan only had, one or two shot attempts, but her primary thing was defense, and he had to think a little bit about how to change things up when Avery Lewis picked up two fouls in the first quarter, but I thought your team really adjusted with her out of the lineup and, you know, next person in there, and that can be pretty tough as well as Avery's played all year on defense.
You know, Avery, she was playing their number one guard, and we knew we needed her on her, and when she came out, we were just like, okay, we have to make some adjustments. We had to move people around, and they're just like, and I was like, no, you can do this, and they stepped up to the challenge, and they worked hard, and everybody helps each other out,
yes.
So they don't have all the pressure that I have to stop them by myself, because I know my teammates right behind me ready to help me out if I get beat one time.
Well, there's no question the second quarter was probably what set the tone for the rest of the night when you guys went on that 20-10 run.
You know, we just made the right passes.
Mm-hmm.
The girls don't care who scores. They just want to get their teammate a good shot. You know, they're out there to make their teammate look great, and that's what happened tonight. Their defense created some easy shots on the offensive end, and they're just so much of a great tight-knit team.
You know, you mentioned that some players really got the ball into the hole again tonight. I think we're starting to see a player like Piper Fox start to blossom all of a sudden. She had seven, and Krista finally got a couple baskets to go down for her first varsity points.
You know, that sophomore group, the more they get the experience, they're just going to get more confidence and more confidence every time. They really know how to play defense and how to work with each other. They're great teammates. They all are so physical. They're just going to get better. You know, I'm super proud of their effort, especially when they all the sophomores were on the court at the same time. That was fun for them.
Yeah, I got to mention also, Kaylee had a pretty nice night as well. 5 points for her. She had a new career high there. But you get Valeria Castillo in. You get Cambie Wenderlin in. And, you know, they score points. They act like they've been in varsity before.
I know. And we kept trying to – we were getting them the shots, and they just had the confidence to shoot it, you know. Sometimes those girls would be scared and like, I'm not shooting the ball. But they had the confidence of their teammates, and their teammates on the bench were yelling, shoot it, you can do it. So that just says, hey, I can do this. And, you know, that made my heart really good when the bench is so excited.
Yes.
For the sophomores and even the freshmen when they got on the court. They were cheering louder than the student section. So, you know, I'm super proud of the whole entire team.
Are you starting to see maybe some depth starting to be built up on that bench, you know, 6 through 9, 6 through 10, 11, I mean, down the line?
I'm definitely, you know, liking that we can put, you know, especially 9 deep. We can play 9 deep really well, and we're not going to lose ground, you know? And so that's really exciting for me to see that, if we do get in foul trouble or somebody's sick or something happens, that we have people that can step up. They're starting to gain a lot of confidence right now. So it's exciting to watch.
One more game this tournament or classic. It's really not a tournament, but you're 2-0 this week. Looking to go 3-0 tomorrow with La Junta coming to town.
That's the goal. So we'll be ready.
All right. Well, congratulations on a great win for you guys tonight, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.